So what do you guys think? I mean, does that tune get the happiest tune in the world award or what? I've purposely chosen a really happy tune because I really want to make a point. To me, that's that song right there epitomizes how I feel when I close a deal. Like, to me, it just never gets old. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, no matter how long we're at it in sales, nothing beats that high that we get when we close a deal. Now, we feel that way for lots and lots of reasons. I mean, I think first and foremost, because we know we're about to help someone, especially if you believe in your product and service, you know that you are about to really impact someone's business, perhaps their life. And even, I'm gonna get a little selfish. It doesn't hurt that we're compensated for results in sales. So that sale to you and closing that deal might mean moving a little bit closer to that vacation or paying some bills or, doing something, having a date with your significant other. And to me, there's just not enough when it comes to things that we should be doing to get better at moving our deals along. Now, we have something coming up and it's rather timely, so I wanted to send out a real quick announcement. This Friday, June 1st, and the following Friday, June 8th, we're going to be having our online program, and it's called Paul Castain's, how's that for being creative, Paul Castain's Closers Academy. And here's the deal, let me tell you what we're going to be doing. In session one, this Friday, we're going to be talking about a pre-appointment packet that you absolutely have to send every time you make an appointment with a potential client. We're going to, and I'm going to share a template that's going to help you take immediate control of your meetings without being controlling or manipulative. We'll talk about 12 tactics that safeguard your deal from obstacles, stalls, and objections. 5 types of questions that you need to have in your arsenal, and how to disqualify competitors without bad-mouthing them. Session 2 on June 8th, the following week, we're going to talk about one question that you need to ask before you present your solutions. It's actually going to save you a lot of time and grief. 3 things to include in your proposal that your competitors won't. We're going to talk about how to keep the discussion going prematurely to price. And I'm sure you love it when that happens. We'll be, oh, wait, stop right there. How much is this going to cost, right? Also, we're going to talk about how to ask for the business without getting all kinds of salesy. And of course, how to negotiate like a pro when people push back on you, because they're going to. Last but not least, we're going to talk about a communication plan that's going to help you stay top of mind between your appointments. So to learn more, I want you to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/closemore. Also, I want to let you know that if you want to enroll your entire sales team, you can for just the cost of 5 enrollments. Seriously, if you have 50 people, you're only going to pay for 5. You have 500 people, you're only going to pay for 5. So if you want information on that, you've got to move quick because we're going to be launching soon and I'm not going to be able to accommodate you. But if you'd like to see how you can enroll your entire team for just the cost of 5 enrollments, email me, Paul@yoursalesplaybook.com. Paul@yoursalesplaybook.com. And if you just want to enroll, just a single enrollment, please go by, stop in at yoursalesplaybook.com/closemore. I hope to see you guys this Friday and the following Friday in class.